Welcome back to another episode of The Morning Sip. Joining me this week, I have a very, very special and anticipated guest, Jeremy Lagos, otherwise known as Manny. Now, Manny, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Now, I know that you have been a very big supporter of this podcast since the very beginning. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, haven't missed an episode, so I don't know how many people can say that, but every single minute, I've tuned in.
You have. You've been a day one, you could say.
Oh, yeah. Down for my dogs.
Now, you're all decked out in purple. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, for one, it's Vikings game day. The Vikings, the love of my life. I don't know what I would do without them. They play tonight in Seattle. Big game. Some might label it a must win. It might be a must win. I don't know. Didn't anticipate the Bears to beat the Rams last night. That threw me way off. So the Vikings need to pull out a big dub tonight.
Where does this love for the Vikings come from?
It actually is kind of random. I grew up like playing sports and everything, but I wasn't too into like the professional scene. But you know, I dabbled in pretty much any sport you can think of. And then it all started. Adrian Peterson, 2007.
Purple Jesus.
Purple Jesus, baby. Just for whatever reason, he just caught my eye, and I just fell in love right away. So been a fan ever since.
Could it be because of where he played in college? Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Hey, Oklahoma, very good school, produces very good quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield.
I'm so happy. I was hoping if I set you up for that, you would take the bait, and you did.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. What is there not to like about Baker Mayfield?
Walk on. He's so relatable. He's literally the coolest guy.
Literally the coolest
guy. I don't
guy.
Know him. I've never met him, but I feel like I know him.
Yeah, I mean, just the way he stands up for himself and his team and, you know, hashtag end height supremacy. He's a big end height supremacy guy, so I love that about him. Chucking dimes, winning games for the Browns, which not anybody can do. So it had to take a special someone like that, Baker Mayfield.
Honestly, I know this is completely irrelevant, but I love that he wears that like headband all the time.
Yes,
like,
I love
that. I think it's so cool. He looks so cool.
Big headband guy. Another guy, LeBron James, used to be a big headband guy. Not so much anymore, but headbands are in.
You know, whenever you mention Baker Mayfield and LeBron James in the same sentence, is that kind of you putting them in the same category, like greatness-wise?
I mean, why not?
Why not?
You know, Ohio, they breed those athletes. LeBron James, I know Baker Mayfield isn't from Ohio, but he plays there now. So, I mean, he's adopted, so basically counts.
Do you think Baker and LeBron are friends?
I would like to imagine. If LeBron still played in Cleveland, I bet they would be homies because, you know, they're both super great dudes, pretty funny. Pretty outgoing, so I would imagine they would be friends.
I feel like they would be, too.
Yeah.
Now, I have a real question for you. The Timberwolves, the Wild, and the Vikings. If you had to pick one, who would you pick and why?
Oh, definitely the Minnesota Vikings. You know, it was kind of a love at first sight thing, and I mean, I'd like to think they're the closest to winning a championship out of all those guys. I mean, I know the Wild have had the better stretch for the most part. Like to see them get out of the first round. And then the Wild have been I don't want to say mediocre because they've been a playoff team the past few years, but it seems every year they go through that stretch where it's like, I don't know if they're going to make it.
You know, the Western Conference is really tough, especially when you're in it with a team like the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, I mean, the Nashville Predators, they're okay sometimes. I mean, that Central Division's pretty tough, and they're in it, so I guess they get some credit.
You know, I love how bold of a team they are. You know, regular season champs are President's Trophy winners. Hang up a banner.
I mean, why
Western
not?
Western Conference runner-up. Hang up a banner.
Hang that banner up, baby.
Hang up a banner for everything.
Only one team per year is Western Conference runner-up, so wear it with pride.
Honestly, I think their next banner should be Best National Anthem Singers with a special shout-out to Carrie Underwood. I would really like to see that.
I'm a little surprised it took this long to bring up Carrie Underwood.
I was talking to someone about this the other day. I can turn any conversation around and make it a conversation about Carrie Underwood.
Hey, I could.
Like, oh,
that.
You're a vegetarian? Carrie Underwood's a vegan.
There you go.
That, you know? Can turn it literally around just like that.
I respect that out of you.
Thank you. Now, another very bold question for you. What do you love more, the Vikings or your future wife?
I mean, no offense to my future wife, but I mean, she's going to have to be down with a purple and gold wedding. I know it's supposed to be the wife's day, but I mean, come on. It's like a little percent my day, too, so just give me something. Purple and gold, I mean, they look pretty good. The Vikings pull it off.
What if the woman, love of your life, comes up to you and tells you she doesn't like the Vikings?
Man, I mean, that'd have to be a tough bounce. I mean, I don't know. We might have to. That might be a game breaker.
Would
I
that
guess.
Be a deal breaker for you?
She would have to be one heck of a woman for me to fall in love with her without any connection to the Vikings.
Hmm. Very interesting. Interesting take.
I'm young.
You have time.
Yeah.
You know, say goodbye to her. You can find someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what if at your wedding, hypothetically speaking, somebody of major importance was in attendance? You know, just going to drop a couple names out here. Stephon Diggs, Kirk Cousins, or the purple Jesus, Adrian Peterson.
Oh, man. Honestly, like, I hope I can get to that point where me and them are homies. Being a sports journalist, hopefully I run across them at some point, and then obviously we'll click because I feel like I get along with pretty much everybody I run into. And Stephon Diggs and Kirk Cousins, they're pretty good people. I mean, Kirk Cousins is, you know, Midwestern guy, so he got that. Pretty good dude, great husband.
Do you feel like you relate to Kirk Cousins both being from the Midwest?
Yes, me and Kirk Cousins are basically brothers. I mean, long-lost brothers, but it still counts.
Still counts. Also, you just got back from the Vikings training facility. Overall thoughts?
Very, very nice place. Got to go. I've been there the early November for some high school football. Super colds, but I'm glad this time we were able to go inside. And the facility is top-notch. And, you know, the locker room was pretty sweet. And they got a bunch of, like, cool studio stuff. And Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen, locker buddies right next to each other. Their stalls are. Didn't anticipate it, but Stephon Diggs is like kitty corner on the other side. But
what would you have done if Kirk Cousins or Stephon Diggs were there when you were touring?
Oh, man, I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have, like, froze up. I would have had to try to compose myself. Like, that would have been tough. I feel like I don't get starstruck too often, but you know, Stephon Diggs is my guy, so I would have.
I feel like security would have had to been called.
Yeah, security probably would have had to been called. They'd be like, this crazy psycho is freaking out over Stephon Diggs right now, so we got to get him out of here. Stephon's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. That would not surprise me at all. Okay, but you said you don't get starstruck too often. Who makes you feel starstruck?
All right, well, this is. I've met some people in my life, but the first time I was ever, like, super starstruck was my freshman year at St. Cloud State. Johnny Brodzinski was on the hockey team, and I was on HP, and I helped out with some interviews, and he was an interview, and Taylor Budge is like, all right, Johnny's going to come in here, like, you know, try to hold your composure, and he just walked in, and I was just, like, googly-eyed, just, like, did my best not to stare at him. I didn't really say anything. He probably thought I was a little weird, but that was probably the first time I was ever starstruck meeting somebody.
Is there anyone on the hockey team right now that makes you feel just that same way?
I know a lot of those guys, so it's not, like, as starstruck, but, you know, shout-out to my boy Jake Wallen. Baby Jesus, went to high school together. Definitely, if he stayed in school his senior year, I think he needed 110 points, but if he had 110 points his senior year, it would have got to 300 career points in the high school league, but yeah, I don't know. I'd do a lot better job of not getting so starstruck, but when I see my guys out there, especially when they're doing well, I mean, it's super awesome to see Pat Newell out there, just going out there scoring goals, probably one of the sauciest guys on the team, so his passes are unreal, and kids starting to shoot the puck now, so that's pretty super cool.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot, bang, bang. That's what they say, right?
I'm going to give you a high five for that. That was whatever. I just, you know, it takes certain people. Like, I feel like overall, we talked this a little bit before the show, like, I have, like, a couple different personalities to me. Now, I'm not saying this, like, in a really creepy or crazy way where, like, people would say, like, I have a multiple personality disorder. No. Just, like, there's two sides to me, like, kind of more like a girly side, like, where, like, kind of how I get when I'm hanging around my girlfriends, but also, like, the total bro side that comes out, like, especially when I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, I mean, we're bros. It's get together. It's always a good time. Watch football and do whatever.
Absolutely. There was just a really awkward pause there.
Yeah, that was...
And I was really trying to think of my next word, and I didn't know what to say. I think maybe I just got starstruck there for a sec, courtesy of Jeremy Lagos.
I mean, I am super cute, so, you know, ladies love me.
You know, this is my show, but I feel like you're kind of stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to do that. It's just, you know, I walk in the room and I just, you know, kind of demand attention. I'm not gonna lie.
All eyes on you.
Yeah.
So, I know we didn't really have a structure coming into this episode. What else do you want to talk about? It's my show, but I kind of want to see what you have to say.
Well, I mean, we touched on Baker Mayfield earlier, but, man, that dude is slinging dimes. His pass to Jarvis Landry yesterday was so sick, threading the needle in the end zone. I think it was 51 yards right between the safety and the corner. Pretty good coverage, but Baker was like, you're going to have to do better than that to beat me. Baker Mayfield and the Browns in the playoff hunt, so.
That is, like, two things you never hear in the same sentence. Browns and playoffs.
Right.
Usually when you think of Browns, you're like, eh, maybe they'll get one win this season.
Right, yeah. Maybe Browns perennial contenders for the number one overall pick, so you'd love to see a walk-on. You know the story for Baker, transferred, wins the Heisman, does his thing, and I love the way that Baker just... He is who he is. He doesn't put on a front for anybody, which is something I can really respect because not everybody can do that, but he is who he is. And I loved when he went on a Colin Coward show. Colin Coward was like...
I am so happy that you brought this up. Like, what was it? At my apartment, we don't have cable. And I kind of, like, think about it in the sense, too, that, like, if I'm watching TV... I should probably be doing something else. Like, I never have the time to watch TV, so if I am finding myself sitting in front of it, you know, I should probably be doing something else because
yeah.
I'm probably slacking on something else in my life at that point. But so I get, like, all my videos and, like, TV and all that through, like, social media or, like, when I'm casually sitting at work scrolling through Facebook and finding memes. That's kind of what I do in my free time. But one day, a few months back, I came across Colin Cowherd dissing on Baker, and I feel like it takes a very special guy on national TV to let his front down and be like, do not judge or do not come at me saying I am not a team player.
Right.
I feel Baker is all team player.
Yeah, Baker wasn't gonna lay down for Colin, and Colin was already kind of on my bad side because
he always does stuff like this.
He
always tries to stir the pot. And, like, honestly, like, I feel like attacking somebody on their character. Like, he played one clip where Baker, I forget exactly what he did. He didn't, after scoring a touchdown, like, he didn't, like, celebrate with the team right away or something. He's, like, playing the clip, and he's like, what was this about? And Baker's like, don't you dare sit there and say I am not a team player.
And he's like, yeah, continue to play the clip. He's like, you see me running down the sidelines.
I forget exactly what Baker said in response to, but he's like, so you're only going to play this 1 5-second clip. You're not going to show what happened right after this where I went on the sidelines with my team and stuff. Like, you're going to show this one little, like, 2-second clip and not tell the full story.
Yeah.
That's shady.
That is shady. Love that out of Baker.
And then
Baker.
He was kind of at a – Cowherd was kind of at a loss for words. And I'm like, dang right. Yeah. Like, don't diss on Baker. He'll come back 50 times harder.
Right. I mean, man is a beauty on and off the field. So I can't say enough about Baker, just through and through, just great athlete, great guy. He's one of those guys that showboat a little bit. I kind of like that. I love those guys that showboat. Chad Ochocinco, Terrell Owens. I know you're a big Cowboys gal.
Huge Cowboys gal.
And
special shout out to my very good, close, personal friend, Joey Erickson from Dallas, Texas. You know, my dude right there.
Another Texas guy, Adrian Peterson, Palestine, Texas, I think is how it's said.
Speaking of Texas and Dallas, I would also like to give an honorable shout out to future tight end Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboy, Jason Witten. Jason, you are going to kill it on Monday Night Football tonight. Forget the haters that say that you should not be in the booth. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Even though I would love to see you on the field instead of in the booth, you do great work. Huge fan.
There was a report last night that came out. I saw that apparently some Cowboys brass were trying to convince Jason Witten to come out of retirement for their playoff stretch.
And do you think that he will?
I don't think he is, unfortunately. I think he would be a big help to the Cowboys, but I don't think Jason Witten's coming out of that booth anytime
soon. I don't know. I'm so torn on this subject because I like to think that, like, I've always been somebody who's been very firm on this, especially because of Brett Favre, like, three different times. If you are retired, stay retired. Do not play us like that. But last year when I was working Super Bowl week with the CBS Sports Network down at the Mall of America with Radio Row, I was one of the first people, because of a source that I have, I'm not going to list my sources.
Can't do that.
But they texted me right away and said, Mike Fisher is coming out of retirement. Literally, I was standing in one of the back rooms that I was in. I was almost in tears. I think I love Mike Fisher more than I would love my firstborn child. And that's a really bold statement. So when he came out of retirement, I was hyped. I'm just really upset that the Predators couldn't pull it together this past year to get him a Stanley Cup that he very much deserved.
Nah, I think that Predators team would have given a lot better fight than that Golden Knights team, no offense to them, against Washington. But, I mean, Washington was a wagon last year, and I love that Ovi won a cup. But Nashville is a really good team, and I really love that P.K. Subban guy. And
I love P.K. He is one of the realest guys that I have never met.
Oh, yeah. P.K. is one of the funniest things I ever heard about P.K. Subban is he would go into the goalie's crease and then fart and, like, mess with the goalie and stuff. And I just thought that was one of the funniest things I ever heard. That was back when he was with the Canadiens, so.
The thing that I love, too, about PK, so I know there's a lot of randomness to, like, all of my favorite players, all of my favorite teams. Yes.
Not going
to
drop the bandwagon.
I'm not on a bandwagon, and I will That's a conversation for after this show, because we might have to take that out to the parking lot. But don't mess with me. I might be small, but look at these guns.
Yeah, someone's been working out.
My butt off at the gym for nothing. But anyways, that's total conversation for later. But there is a method to the madness. I will be the first person to admit that, yes, I did start following the Nashville Predators for two reasons. Because I love country music. Anyone who knows me knows that. And so, you know, I thought maybe somewhere down the road it'll be fun to live in Nashville. I went there last year, too, and fell in love with the city. It's just a great place. So, you know, like, why not fall in love with a sports team that, you know, you might end up living in someday? I don't know where the future's going to go. But that was one of the reasons why Nashville. But also Nashville because Mike Fisher. When he left Ottawa and got traded to the Predators, which also worked out because he could live with his wife, Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. So that was another huge reason. But I love the players that I love for two reasons. I can't like somebody if they're not a good person, either off the ice or off the field. Like, if you are, like, you know, not doing stuff that is, or you're doing stuff that's frowned upon by society off the field in your personal life, that just doesn't do it for me. But also, I love players that are leaders. Yeah. So you look at Jason Witten, one of the best leaders in all of sports and so respected throughout all of the NFL and especially for his teammates. Then you look at Mike Fisher, same story. They're guys that lead by example, and that's what I love. And then there's Baker, who's just in a category of his own. But that's, another story for another time.
And I can respect that, too, because one of my favorite guys, obviously, LeBron James, greatest basketball player of all time, does a lot for his community, whether it was in Ohio, back in Cleveland, or when he was with the Miami Heat. He was doing stuff there. And, I mean, he opened a school. Like, how many guys put their own money in? And, I mean, not that LeBron James certainly lacks money by all means, but puts his own money to open a school. And I'm not sure what he's done in L.A., but he's done a lot of stuff for that. And then, obviously, on the basketball court, the greatest to ever do it. Versus a guy like Michael Jordan, who's got carried by Scottie Pippen, a degenerate gambler, had to retire because of his gambling. Conspiracy theory. I probably could have been a good guest on your first show, too, with your conspiracy theories, because I have a big one with Michael Jordan, the gambling, but can't be the greatest of all time if he, questionable decisions off the court, and had to be carried by this greatest Chicago Bull of all time, Scottie Pippen. So
that's a very hot and bold take that I think is going to stir up some controversy for people listening to this show.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. I don't spit nothing but facts, so.
You're very set. You're very set in your opinions, and I love it. But also, okay, so where I was going with talking about, like, how I only like people that are good players in the good leaders in the locker room and great people outside of their sport. But I brought that up because we were talking about P.K. Subban. You look at P.K. Subban and all of his charitable work that he does, but also, even though he no longer plays for the Canadiens, he is so respected within that community because of all the community service that he did when he was there. But now he carried that into Nashville as well. One thing that I love that P.K. does, which also is like why I love him, because he's just one of those other players that leads by example, despite what a lot of people are going to say, because he's also kind of just a goon and does some questionable things, but like funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like funny stuff. He's just a chill guy, like a guy that you'd want to like bro up with.
Yeah, he gets it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But something, again, that I love that he does is like, it came about like after, amid all the controversy with Colin Kaepernick and kneeling during the anthem, he said, and I might be wrong on this, I just think this is what I remember hearing, he's like, I will always stand for the national anthem. And then what did he do? He created something called the Blue Line Buddies. So after every single game, he meets up with members of law enforcement and their families, and they just get to hang out with him for a bit. And I feel like that, especially right now in all the issues that we have within society, I feel like that was a genius idea to do.
Yeah, that's amazing. Not a lot of guys would step up and do that, but P.K. Subban is one of those guys that, you know, good guy on and off the ice, and like you mentioned, he was beloved by the Canadiens, and everyone was super sad to see him go when he was traded. And, you know, even from a strictly hockey standpoint, I know Weber is a really good player, but I still thought, you know, I'd rather have P.K. Subban, so.
Going off of that, I feel like that was a great trade for, wait, never mind, maybe I'm, never mind, ignore what I just said. I was thinking of somebody completely different.
Yeah, we can edit that out.
Yeah, no, no, we'll leave it. We'll leave it. It's fine. I think I was thinking of Seth Jones. Is that who I was thinking of?
Seth Jones?
Was that who the trade was with? Like, we traded, no, maybe it was, what am I thinking of? We got a good trade for PK.
Yeah, it was
Predators.
PK for Shea Weber.
Yes, that's I was right the first time.
Yeah.
At first, you made me question myself because you're giving me weird looks from across the table. But no, I feel like that was a great trade for the Predators. But as far as it went for the Canadiens, why would you give up PK Subban for Shea Weber? Like, because Weber, you know, down end of his career, I would say another great leader, but down end of his career while PK was still really hot. So I don't know. I just feel like that trade was way better for the Predators.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends who you are. Some people might argue that PK was, whatever issues people had with PK, I feel like they were misconstrued and they weren't really fair for him. So
I feel PK is just very misunderstood.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I can relate.
Yeah.
He's just a very relatable dude.
Yeah.
We had another awkward pause right there. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm so awkward.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. So we've talked a lot about sports. What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know. I'm a man of many talents. I can pretty much go in about anything, so.
Well, something that I do want to talk about is me and you, right after we're done with this podcast, we're going to go shoot some hoops.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited to ball out with you.
Yeah,
we haven't done that yet.
Somebody's going to get dunked on, that's for sure.
Hey, hold your horses. I was a force to be reckoned with in seventh grade basketball.
I'm sure your seventh grade basketball self was a monster.
Just, you know, deep in the paint always.
Yeah, Kirsten, I heard you go very hard in the paint. That's definitely one thing I would assume about you.
Okay, honestly, though, too, I played volleyball for like 6 years, which, you know, it was fun. It was fun, but it was just kind of, now that I look back, I feel like I would have done much better in a sport where I could just be defense. Like, when I look back on when I played soccer, like, I just did it for fun. I didn't play it in high school or anything, but just, like, recreationally. I was so good at defense. No one got past me.
You know, I can relate, though, because I also was a big defense guy. I'd played soccer in high school and everything and pretty much throughout my life, and I wasn't one of the super, like, skilled guys out there. I could surprise some people sometimes low-key, but I was definitely one of those defensive anchors, and you weren't going to get past me. My guy was going to get shut down, and that was something I prided myself in, and certainly helped me stay on the field, because I wasn't also one of the fastest guys, but, you know, some tips and some tricks of the trade that I picked up along the way, some jersey pulls, you know, yada yada, but it all, defense wins championships, man.
That's so true. That is so true. And also, I got to give a lot of love to the goaltenders out there, because also in my recreational soccer league that I was in, we would always switch off who was in net. And so one weekend, they're like, Kirsten, we're going to have you play goalie today. And I'm just like, you know, okay. And also, too, I don't remember, because this was back in, I think, eighth grade when we did it. I was a horrible, horrible goalie. I think the final score of the game was like 4-1. I let in 4 goals. I was horrible. Sheesh. I had no skill. No skill whatsoever. And then I also got kind of bored back there. It's just goalie. I mean, it's such a very important position, but like, for youth soccer, I just felt like I just stood back there. Like, I was like, I remember times I'd just be like looking at my nails, like maybe playing with my hair. I don't know. But I give a lot of love to goalies. I feel like they're so underappreciated. And they help the team out so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a good goalie can steal a game. Weird flex, 1 of 2, undefeated as a JV goalie in White Bear Lake soccer history. I don't know how many people can say they were undefeated, winning 100% of their games, but I know I can. And one of the games I played the last half, basically one arm, but that's not going to stop me. Not last year, but the year before, big intramural hockey goalie guy. I made 48 saves in my first game, so not a big deal, but pretty big deal. We almost won the championship. Went down to a shootout in the last game. My friend missed the net, and that cost us the game. But I had almost a super sick save, poked or dove at the guy, and then hit the puck at the top of my paddle and then went into the net. But it was almost the coolest save you ever would have seen in your life.
So I'm going to switch gears a little bit. If you listened to last week's podcast with OC, we talked a lot about Rochester. I don't know.
So much Rochester.
Also, I don't know how we could make like a 15-minute conversation about Rochester. But, you know, let's give a little bit of love to White Bear Lake. I've never been there, so I'm curious. What is it like?
White Bear, actually, shout out to White Bear, was just voted whatever Minnesota magazine it was, the best city in Minnesota. It has the best ice cream place in the entire state, if you've ever heard of Cup and Cone. Cup and Cone is like the best ice cream place of all time. They have some other stuff too, but so White Bear Lake is kind of weird. They have a split high school campus, so they have a north and a south campus. North campus is for 9th and 10th graders, and then south campus is for 11th and 12th graders.
Where all the cool kids hang out.
Yeah, all the cool kids hang out there, and Cup and Cone is in downtown White Bear, which is by the north campus, so pretty much every day after school, you could catch the gang at
Cup and Cone. I don't know why that's so funny. I just feel like that's such a cute name, Cup and Cone. Now, back in the 507, shout out to my hometown, Rochester, Minnesota. The cool kids had this ice cream place that we'd hang out at sometimes on Friday nights when we had nothing else going on because the Taco Hut closed. They got rid of It was a Pizza Hut and Taco Bell combined.
Oh, that would be so legendary.
They closed the Pizza Hut portion of it, so now it's just Taco Bell. It's no longer Taco Hut, but details. But anyways, we started hanging out at our ice cream place called Flap Doodles.
Flap Doodles.
Okay, don't knock it till you try it. It's like all like... I think they named it Flap Doodles because the owner has a boat named Flap Doodle or something. I don't know, but it's all like ship themed and their ice cream. You can get like a shipwreck and stuff. Like it's really cool. It's very cute. Highly recommend making a pit stop there if you're ever in the 507.
Probably not as good as Cup and Cone, but I'll give it a shot.
I'm not over that name. I love it. It's so cute.
It's a cute little place. So yeah. Also, White Bear has a brewery. So if you like beer, you'll love White Bear Lake. Also, White Bear Lake, I mean.
I've now heard the lake is back.
The lake is back. Comeback season for White Bear Lake. It was rough for a little bit, but it's on its way back. And actually, fun fact, when I was at a Twins game a few years ago, one of the like trivia things was, Joe Mauer, what was his favorite lake? White Bear Lake. Was Joe's answer, and I was shook because there was like Minnetonka and like all these super popular lakes. I was like, at first I was like, that's really cool. Like White Bear Lake's like on the board, like shout out. And then it was the actual answer, and I was like, wow, let's go. Joe Mauer.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge for the program.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely huge for the program.
But I'm going to switch gears back to Rochester for a second just because, you know, yeah. I love to put in shameless plugs for such a great city. Which could arguably be named the best city in Minnesota. I'm also just throwing that out there. But anyways, so Rochester is also a part of Olmsted County. Olmsted County is literally the only county in Minnesota that does not have a natural lake. There's Silver Lake in Rochester, but do not ever swim there. It is disgusting. It is so gross. But there was a little swimming hole every summer. All the cool kids, such as myself.
Okay.
I can't even say that with a straight
Breaking
face.
Breaking news, Kirsten Kroll, now apparently a cool kid.
I can't say that with a straight face. I just thought I would try. But no, every summer would just go down. It's called Foster Aaron's. We'd go down there, and we would pretend it was a lake when in reality it was a really gross pond.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, you got to make do with what you have, though. But it was fun. It was a very fun place. You catch me playing beach volleyball down there.
Hey, there's a beach volleyball court at White Bear Lake, so, I mean, if you want it, we got it. Also, Ryan Carter, NHL legend, current Minnesota Wild media dude, and Justin Braun, San Jose Sharks legend, in their Sharks NHL Stanley Cup run against Pittsburgh. I think it was through four games. Braun had more points than Sidney Crosby. So,
wow.
Not saying that Braun's a better player than Sidney Crosby, but I'm saying he's a better player than Sidney Crosby.
Another hot take. You just spit off hot takes.
Yeah, every once in a while, but most of the time they're true. They're facts.
Absolutely.
Facts and facts only.
Yeah. So I love to ask this question because it differs for everyone and it makes them think a little bit. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Hopefully covering the Minnesota Vikings. Honestly, I joke a lot and stuff about them, but it doesn't really matter what I'm doing as long as I can cover the Vikings in some realm. I mean, if I don't, like, it is what it is, but I would hopefully like to be around the organization doing something with them, whether it be, writing. I'm a big writer, so... multimedia guy. I'll pretty much do whatever I can to be around the organization, cover them in some aspect.
That puts you totally in your element. That'd be so awesome. Now, besides your work life, personal life, where do you see yourself?
Well, I mean, hopefully just, I thought of this yesterday. I want to hopefully be in a committed relationship by the time LeBron James retires. So I figure that gives me about 7 years. I'm 23 now. Shout out to LeBron, by the way, again. Hashtag LeBron year. But I figure LeBron has another 7 years of being in the league, and hopefully at that point I'll have settled down and find a nice gal who appreciates me for who I am and how awesome I am. But
and also shares your love of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, that would definitely be a big boost.
So do you want to settle down in White Bear, move back home, or what city do you want to live in?
I know a lot of people, especially on your podcast, have said they kind of want to branch out and travel. And I know Bree mentioned that she wouldn't mind if she eventually came back and settled in Minnesota. But I would like to stay in Minnesota if I could, or at least in the area in the Midwest. Because, I mean, like I said, covering the Vikings is what I want to do. It's kind of hard to cover them if I'm, you know, somewhere else. But I guess also, like, at the end of the day, I'll do what I got to do. But, yeah, Minnesota, love Minnesota, everything about it. I know a lot of people aren't a fan of the cold. I love snow. I love that kind of thing. So, yeah, Minnesota is the place to be for me.
I love that. Huge homeboy.
Yeah, big, big homeboy.
I love it. So what do you do in the winter? Do you, like, ice skate, ski, snowboard? How do you preoccupy yourself?
I have dabbled a little bit in snowboarding. Definitely not super good by any means, but I have a little trouble. Like, you mentioned you had some trouble with, like, the lifts and stuff. I have some trouble with that myself, but once I get up to the top of the hill, mind you, I don't do anything super crazy, but I can go pretty much in a straight line down the hill and be fine. So, yeah, I do a little bit of snowboard. I haven't done a lot of other, like, ice fishing and stuff, and I'll skate. I'm not the best skater or anything, but I like skating, do a little pond hockey or whatever. So, yeah, I'll dabble in. I'm pretty down for pretty much anything, so if somebody wants to do something, I'll do it, yeah.
Huge outdoor boy.
Yeah, huge outdoor boy. I mean, I like my indoors, too, but, I'm not afraid to go outside by any means.
Yeah. Also, you said you're down for anything. As mentioned earlier, we're about to take it to the court.
Yep.
Not the, like, judicial court, but, like, the basketball court.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wear my Karl Anthony Towns jersey. I'm going to be super extra.
I can respect that.
I'm ready to ball out. It's been a while.
I'll probably break out one of my 30 pairs of LeBrons. Maybe I have a Kemba Walker Charlotte Bobcats t-shirt, so way before they rebranded. Have one of those. Might rock that. Cardiac Kemba. Might still be leading the NBA in points this year. Another hashtag end height supremacy guy. I've loved Kemba Walker since, you know, his run through UConn. That was pretty awesome. And, you know, it was not that he's ever been a bad NBA player, but he's definitely been shining the last few years and making Michael Jordan look good.
Yeah, well, I'm about ready to shoot some shots. So before we finish the show, do you have any final thoughts?
Skol.
Skol.
Skol, baby.
Go Vikings.
Yes.
Hopefully they'll pull out a big win for you tonight.
Yeah, just get to... At this point, it doesn't even matter if they don't win the division. Just make the playoffs. Anything can happen.
Absolutely. How do you feel, you know, coming off of their Minneapolis Miracle season, Super Bowl bound? What do you think?
Yeah, they're Super Bowl bound, baby. I don't think they had a rough start, but, you know, they're finally getting healthy. They weren't healthy throughout the large portion of the first part of the year, and I think now is going to be the time they put everything together. You got to get hot at the right time. It's still time to get hot at the right time. So it all starts with tonight, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Skol and go Vikings. Manny, thank you so much for being on the show. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week.